Have you been to Jesus? I'm just getting the number. Thank you, Tommy, for having the books on standby. <clears throat> 309 in our books there. Washing the blood of the Lamb. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power and washing the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this morning? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Oh,
pray for Sister Aidan as well. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious blood that indeed washes us white as snow. We thank you, Lord, that when you washed us and cleansed us, you didn't leave a part undone, but Lord, you've done a complete work. And Lord, the job is done in full. Lord, we thank you that our redemption is complete and in full in you, Lord Jesus Christ. We worship you this evening, this afternoon, and we just pray once again that you'll come and visit with us again, Lord. Lord, draw near to us, Lord, that our hearts would be surrendered unto you, Lord, that we would appreciate all that you do for us, Lord, and Lord, to love you affectionately in the name of Jesus Christ. Not, Lord, just to pay you lip service, but, Lord, from the bottoms of our heart to appreciate you and to love you, and, Lord, to admire you for the wonderful things you've done for us, and Lord, to really appreciate and realize how that you've rescued us, Lord, out of the hand of the enemy, Lord, who wanted our destruction. Lord, you had good thoughts for us, Lord, and you brought us out of his hand, Lord, and you brought us into a large place, Lord, where we could receive blessings pressed down and running over. We thank you, Lord, that the goodness of God is unsearchable, Lord. Your Lord, as the hymn writer said, I could never tell how much I love him. I can never tell his love for me, for it passes human measure like a deep unfathomed sea. Oh God, take us, Lord, for all the time, Lord. Lord, we could never say it or express it enough. Lord, you're wonderful, and we appreciate you. We thank you for thy precious blood, which you shed for us. And Lord, we realize that there isn't any other agent in this world can deal with sin. It has to be the blood. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that this evening. Lord, we feed the merits of that blood over our sister Eileen now. Lord, we pray you'll touch in her stomach, Lord, take away these pains in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, she'll get home speedily in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, be with her at this time and bless and comfort her. And may she know the touch of God's hand and the support of God's people in our life right now. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Lord, if there's any other in our midst that's needing a touch from you, oh God, you're the great physician. And Lord, you're the sympathizing Jesus. Lord, you're concerned about how we feel. Lord, it's Lord, you care about us. Lord, your word says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And what a privilege it is to know that the great God of all the universe, the only God, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, cares for such a worm as I. Oh Lord, we're so glad that you had care for us, Lord. Such care that you gave your only begotten Son. And Lord, not only was he just nailed to the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, but Lord, your word says that by his stripes we are healed. So we thank you, Lord, also that you purchased our healing on Calvary. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, and we bless your name. Help us, Lord, to receive from you this evening with our hearts full of praise in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, if there's any other matter left unsaid or undone, we pray you'll know and undertake for it in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, you restore back unto you, Lord, your people, each and every one of us, even in this fellowship, Lord, restore us to our first love in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, that we would give you the honor and the praise which is due to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, we're still having some of the issues here at the overhead, but we'll sing another hymn. Can we sing that one? Come to the Saviour, make no delay. Hear his word, he has shown us the way. I was just acting the same page. Yeah. Amen. 308, come to the Saviour. Joyful, joyful will the meeting be. Thank you. Pesach, anyway, but we're going to sing about him more abundantly. Did you get this recording on, Tom? Is this
wee? It's on.
It's on. I was thinking this here, Pim, and then I'll ask the pastor to come. $408. And the list on the feet and sign at the end of the pastor's group.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one tonight. Appreciate our brother Gary leading the songs, and we just thank the Lord. Wants to turn to Genesis tonight, and in 2 weeks' time, we're going to have a water baptism service. 2 weeks' time here in the hall, we're going to get a wee portable swimming pool, and there's some people want baptized. So that's on the 13th of April. It's a week before Brother Andrew comes to do our convention. So if anyone wants baptized, you know anyone wanting baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ through Christian baptism, bring them along, praise God. And then next Sunday, Brother John's going to be preaching next Sunday. And then the Sunday after that, Brother John flies out to Australia. So keep praying for Brother John, that the Lord will really bless him and use him. And that just protect him, watch over him as he goes. It's a long flight. But we just thank the Lord for all these opportunities. And we're a small fellowship, but it's great. People can go from a small fellowship out. You know, and that old schoolhouse, I put the picture of it up. We had meetings there in the early 90s, and there was a prophecy in that schoolhouse. And the prophecy said that people would come there from all over the world, from different parts of the world. And it was amazing the people that came there from everywhere, from different parts of Africa. Not just one part of Africa, different parts of Africa, Germany and everything, and Australia, New Zealand, different parts of the world they came. But I was thinking, and Gary will remember the night, well, it was snowing. And Brother Brian was preaching. And you know what I'm going to tell you, hardly anybody missed church. And it was a bad night, can you remember that, brother? And Bobby's car was getting stuck along the road. He was bringing Brian out, and Brian and Gary had to walk part of the road to the meeting hall. And nearly everybody that attended was there that night. We need some challenges, I think. Then we'd get more keener, maybe. Maybe we shouldn't be praying for sun, we should be praying for snow. Don't, I'm just joking. I want the sunshine. Praise the Lord. But just thinking back on it, but I'll tell you, there was zeal to get. And Brian came, and the Lord really used Brian when he come amongst us. We really appreciated him, and still do. And he's still going and preaching the same message 30 years later.
He said that night he thought he was in Russia because of the snow. Is this real?
That's right. That's not all of it, Philip. When he met some of the McKinstries with the beards, he thought they were talking to Russia. He didn't know that it was Irish. But he said to me, Brother Tom, I couldn't understand one word of it. But praise God, is the Lord good? You know, I was telling Keith Moccasin's wife, Anna, got to meet him at the funeral. She said she's finding it difficult with the accents. She understands the southern accent better than our accent. And I was telling her the first time I went to Czechoslovakia, I had to have an American interpret into English for me. And then into Czechoslovakia. They couldn't understand my English. But may the Lord help us. You talk about tongues and interpretations. Praise God. The Lord's good, isn't it? Praise God. Let us turn tonight to Genesis chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. And this is a well-known portion of Scripture. And I want to talk about Enoch was taken. Verse 23 to 24, and the Lord bless each one tonight, praise God. And some people need prayer, and we're going to pray for them in a moment, and appreciate the prayers that's been prayed. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 5, verse 23 to 24. All the days of Enoch was 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Sorry, Tom, just before you pray, I forgot to mention for Jim Jess, he's had a stroke. He's in Newry Hospital. He's got a clot in the lung and chest infection as well.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads. And if you have a need tonight, just lift your hand before the Lord. As we pray and remember, God bless you, God bless you. Heavenly Father, I humbly bow before you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your love and your kindness. You've showed toward each one of us, Father, and we welcome the Holy Spirit into this room right now. And we pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. I do take the Holy Ghost to help me right now, and I thank you that you will. And pray, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ to cover each one of us and all that's near and dear to us tonight in this house. For the hands raised, Father, that you'll meet every need in Jesus Christ's name. And Lord, for this man, Jess, that from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that he'll know the mighty touch of God, that you'll touch him. You're a Savior and you're a healer. I'm a pray your healing touch upon him. Pray for my own sister, Andrea, for a healing touch upon her tonight, Lord, that everything will work out all right and get well. In Jesus' precious name, I pray for me, Auntie Alling, tonight. I'm asking you, Lord, that the angel of the Lord will be near. You'll touch her. And you minister unto her tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. And just strengthen her and bless her and bless each one in this house tonight. And all our loved ones that's out tonight in hills, wild and bare as it were. But Lord, we claim them tonight. We plead the merits of your blood over them. And we place between them and the enemy the token. And we claim them for the kingdom of God tonight. And we pray that every son and every daughter will come in. And they'll get right with God. in Jesus' precious name. Father, bless this word to our hearts tonight. And just speak to us for a few moments in this house, and we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a very well-known portion of Scripture, and I want to read also from 2 Kings and 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Verse 11 and 12 then of 2 Kings. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. Praise the Lord tonight. You know, I want you to see what God's word firstly says here, beginning tonight. God took him. I'll tell you, people talk about the rapture and how the rapture will take place. But the Bible says of Enoch that the Lord took Enoch. You know, if you get taken, you don't travel of your own self. The Lord takes you. And the Lord took Enoch. This was the Lord's doing. For the Lord himself took Enoch, but Enoch walked with God before the Lord took him. Now, I want to read you a wee quotation here for a moment. And I want you just to listen. The rapture will take place. The church will be taken home, and then the tribulation will set in, and oh, we don't want to be here during that time. Don't want to be here in the tribulation. No, God forbid that any of us would ever be here during the time, because it's him that's filthy will be filthy, him that's holy still, that's righteous be righteous still. There's the Lamb has come forth with the book of redemption, and the bride has been taken out. Those who turned it down has to go through the tribulation period, both Jew and Gentile. What a time of tribulation. And we know there's a time of tribulation coming in this world, and the Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. It says a time that's never been seen before or after. It's such a terrible time. But the bride of Jesus Christ, those who's born again and spirit-filled, they're going to be caught up with the Lord, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. And they're going to go to be with the Lord, and they're going to ever be with the Lord. But tonight, I'm looking at this from this angle of Enoch, because people wonder how they're going to do this and how they're going to do that. But the Bible says that Enoch walked with God, and God took him. And our focus tonight needs to be in walking with God. And that's a message tonight, that our focus needs to be walking with the Lord. And as we walk with the Lord, we get closer with the Lord. How could two walk together except they're agreed? There's agreement when you're walking with the Lord. Hebrews 11, 5 and 6 says this, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. And I tell you, we're going to be translated. The Bible says this corruptible will put on incorruption, this mortal will put on immortality. We are going to be translated, transformed at the coming of the Lord. And we are going to go to be with the Lord. And Enoch couldn't be found. They could search for him. They could do what they want. And Elijah couldn't be found. And when you look at the story of Elijah, they said to Elisha, you know, maybe your master's taking a journey. Now, he knew he'd went. But to please him, and he played with it a bit. But he wasn't taking a journey. It went to be with the Lord. And one day we're going to go to be with the Lord. I know it's someone that people don't think of tonight. It's far beyond our human comprehension. But we're going to go to be with the Lord. The Lord's coming for his people. And the Lord's going to take his people. And we're going to go from here. And we're going to leave here. And you won't have any time to come back to fix this or fix that or do this or do that. When the angels of the Lord come for you, you're going to be gone.
And that's going to be the end of it. And you'll go to heaven. And when you're in heaven, you won't be thinking like you're thinking here. You'll be totally transformed and changed. And you'll be like the Lord. Verse 6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God wants us to walk with him, just like Enoch walked with him. In Jude verse 14 and 15, it also says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all of them godliness among their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches with ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Enoch's called the seventh from Adam. And when you take the genealogy of the Bible, Enoch is the seventh from Adam. And it was the seventh from Adam that walked with God and was not. And we today are living in the seventh church age. This is the Laodicean church age. This is the age, what the Bible says, is lukewarm. The age where they're neither cold and they're neither hot. And God warns this age. He warns this age that it rather you're cold or rather you're hot or spew out of my mouth. And it's in this seventh church age that the Bible itself prophesies of a rapture to take place at the end of this seventh church age. And brothers and sisters, tonight we're living in the last of the last days. And Jesus Christ is coming again. And he's shown us super sign at the end time. God is coming to see. He sent investigating angels like he did in the day gone by, in Lot's time, in Noah's time. And Jesus himself preached it, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in Lot, so shall it be. And we're in that time of the seventh church age. And you notice with Enoch as a type, Enoch was a seventh from Adam. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for the Lord took him. And no matter how we view this or how we look at this, this is Laodicean age, but there will be a group of people in this generation, in this age, that will walk with God. They will walk with God in spite of the world's pressure, in spite of the devil's pressure, in spite of governmental pressure. And the government today is against Christians, and society is against Christians. But there will be a group of people that will walk with God. And that group of people is leaving this earth. They're leaving this earth. And I tell you, the Lord's coming for them, and the angels is going to come down and pick them up, and they're going to be taken away to be with the Lord. And we know today that Simon Church is a type of Enoch. Revelation 3 and 13 says this, and he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Every age ends with the same warning. Listen to me this evening. It is a constant plea that the churches listen to the voice of the Lord. In this age, the plea is even more instant than in former ages. For in this age, the coming of the Lord truly draweth nigh. The question would perhaps arise, if there is another age beyond this one, why their urgency? The answer lies herein. The last age will be a short one, quick work of God, a consummation. And not only is this so, but one must always remember that in the eyes of God, time is so fleeting. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years, as a day with the Lord. The Lord's time's nothing compared to what we think. Time's short. 1,000 years is but a day. And if he's coming within a few hours, as he views time, he surely must warn us all urgently. And the voice must continually sound in our hearts to be ready against that coming. And my father always said it. He said the right attitude of any right thinking man is the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord's near. The coming of the Lord's at hand. We see wars. We see rumors of wars. The end's not yet. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, I'm going away, but I'm coming again. I will come again and receive you unto myself, and he's coming. But the question is for each one of us, a challenge tonight, for every one of us in this meeting, for everyone that will listen to this message. The challenge is, are we going to be the Enoch group? And what I mean with Enoch group is, are we going to be the people that will walk with God? That will walk with God in spite of our neighbor? that will walk with God in spite of our politicians, that will walk with God in spite of what anybody else says, that we will walk with God and we will be the people of God. And I tell you, Enoch walked with God. And there's so many voices in the world today and so many problems and needs crying for attention. But there will be a voice so important, so worth attending as to the voice of the Spirit. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. First, people want to see what's meant here with the Enoch walking with God. In the Hebrews, Paul tells us his walk with God was a testimony that Enoch was well pleasing to God. Enoch had a testimony that was pleasing to God. And Enoch's testimony was a testimony of faith. He believed God. And God wants us not just to be ordinary Christians, but he wants us to be believing Christians, Holy Ghost-filled Christians, Christians that's going to walk with him, Christians that's going to have faith, that when we hear bad news, that we will come back with the same reply that the Shunammite woman this morning we heard of come back with, all's well. In spite of the doctor's reports, all's well. In spite of the medical report, all's well. We need to testify that all's well. Enoch had faith. We need to be like Enoch and have faith. Before his translation, he had this testimony that pleased God. And this is evidently the apostle's interpretation of walking with God, and it is most correct one. For the Lord will not walk with a man in whom he's no pleasure. Amos 3, verse 3, can two walk together except they're agreed? That's why a believer should not be in fellowship with an unbeliever. A man that's saved and filled with the Holy Spirit should be looking for someone the same as his own self. A woman that's saved and filled with the Holy Spirit should be looking for someone the same as his own self. Two can't walk together except they're agreed. And I tell you, God has a group of people on the earth tonight. All over the world, God's got people. God's got people in all different parts of the world tonight that's genuine, that's sincere, and they're walking with God. We might look in our wee corner and not think much is happening, but God's got people everywhere. There's eagles everywhere. And if we walk contrary to God, he will not walk with not one of us, pleasing to him for him to walk with us. But walking together implies enmity, friendship, intimacy, love. That's what happens when you walk together. There's a friendship, there's an intimacy, there's a love. And these cannot exist between God and the soul unless man is acceptable unto the Lord. Now doubtless Enoch, like Elias, was a man of like passions as we are. And you know, I'm sure there was a fall that happened in Genesis, and Enoch had to come through all that. And Enoch had to come to God, and Enoch had to have an experience with God. Because Enoch was there at the time before him, there was a fall. And Enoch would have to have a sacrifice, and Enoch would have to make preparation. And every single man and every single woman that's ever going to start out to walk with God must make preparation. And there's only one place for that preparation can begin, and that's at the foot of the cross of Calvary. That's where the preparation begins, where man comes to the Lamb of God and confesses his sin on that Lamb and accepts that Lamb as a Savior and his Lord, and he's saved and born again in the Spirit of God. I tell you, Enoch pleased God. He pleased God. For no one can be pleasing to God until sin is pardoned and righteousness is imputed. And there can never be righteousness imputed till we come to the Lord. And then when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, he imputes to us, Romans 4, his righteousness. And the word impute means he freely gives us his righteousness with none of our own. The best that any man or woman can do is stink in the nostrils of God. For the Bible says all our righteousness is as filthy rags. To this end, there must be faith. There can be no justification without faith. And as I've said already, there's no pleasing God except a person's justified. Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This verse is special to me, Hebrews 11 and 6. I remember coming to Geordie's house over 30 years ago, and my father gave me this verse. And he said, the Lord's led me to give you this verse. And I wondered for a long time, why did he give me this verse? But I've never forgot this verse. And this verse has always been a blessing to me, that we need to have faith to please God. Now you might be saying tonight, I'm not a great Christian and I've no faith. And then I would run you over to the book of Romans and read you that wee verse, for it says to every single one of us that's given a measure of faith, you have faith. God wants you to use your faith. By faith, Enoch was made pleasing to God, even as we can be today. We must hear and see the way of faith is the only way. It is an open way for each one of us. Enoch did not please God by talent or programs or religious science or religious works, but he pleased God by faith alone. By faith alone he is saved, through Christ alone. No works needed. It's faith alone in Christ alone, because Christ has done the work. The same faith that saved the dying faith is the same faith in me and you. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, for by grace you are saved through faith, not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. If you want to walk with God as a man of God, you must begin by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ simply as a babe in grace. The highest saintship must commence by the confession of our sinnership. You can have no saintship without first starting out with a sinnership. You see, Christ came to save sinners. And I tell you, it repels me that there's Christians today and they see a sinner and they think they're more better than them, that God couldn't actually save them. But every one of us was sinners by nature and sinners by birth. And Christ loves a sinner. The dirtiest, filthiest sinner, Jesus can save. I'm glad he loves sinners tonight. I'm glad that he could save someone like me. Our laying hold upon Christ crucified is the only way. This believing and walking by faith is daily. Any walk with God daily by faith. This is worth knowing and remembering. For we may yet be tempted to thrive for some imaginary higher style of religious life, by looking or for feelings, instead of looking alone on the Lord Jesus Christ. We must not remove our eye from looking to Christ alone, even to admire his image within ourselves. Some people can get so religious they think they're good. And as soon as you think you're good, there's someone's wrong. They're not good. It's him that's good. And the fact that you're maybe good is because he's made you what you are. And he deserves all the glory and all the praise. You see, when we do that, many times we go backwards instead of forwardwards. But Enoch became pleasing to God. By faith he walked with God. Secondly, Enoch walked with God, and we understand that he realized the divine presence of God. Enoch walked with God and he realized God's presence. And I hear it so often, I never sensed any presence of the Lord in a place or somebody preaching. I want to say there's something wrong. There's something wrong if a man of God preaches and you don't sense anything. There should be a sense of the presence of the Lord. And I want to tell you that Enoch walked with God, and Enoch got to know God's presence. And he would have knew God's coming and God's going from him. Enoch knew it, for Enoch sensed it. And Enoch knew what it was to have the power of God and the presence of God. And we as a people of God must be under expectation to know God's power and to feel and know God's presence amongst us. We need to be able to walk with God to a standard, to where we can know the power of God in our lives. That when we face the impossible, we can pray a prayer of faith. And we can pray and ask anything in his name, and we know he hears us, because we're asking it in a name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. You can't consciously walk with a person whose existence is not known to you. You would know it. When we walk with a man, we know he's there. We hear his footsteps. We cannot see his face. We some very perception, but we know the person's beside us. And I tell you, Enoch knew the Lord was beside him. Enoch's faith then was a realizing faith. It was a realizing faith. And we have a realizing faith tonight. We're gathering in this meeting tonight. And the Bible says, for two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst, and that to bless us. It should be a realized meeting that we know the Lord's here, that we know when we pray, it's not in vain, the Lord hears and answers. Wasn't it wonderful? On Thursday night, a young woman that jumps off a bridge, 185 feet, and she's all right. That's the mercy of God. That's only the mercy of God. He was not just a believer in his head, but the truth that entered his heart. And what he believed was true to him, practically true. True as a matter of fact of his daily life. He walked with God, not just thought about God or speculated about God or just, you know, them type of things and read about God. But he knew God personally. You know, my friend, he does a lot of street work, and many of you know him, Brother Rodney, and I think a lot of them. Brother Rodney is a wee track. When he gets people interested to be saved, he'll share them with a wee track. And the wee track's called Knowing God Personally. And I want to tell you tonight that Enoch knew God personally. Enoch knew God personally. And we need to know God personally. We don't need to know him as a Bible story afar off, but we need to know him personally, that he becomes our Father, our Lord, our love, and we enter into a love relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we love him because he loved us, and we walk with him. And we can tell him all our problems. Like the wee song says, take it to the Lord and leave it there.
Yeah.
In his daily life, he knew that he knew God, the very God, the only true God, the living God. Indeed, Enoch knew him. Here's the third thing about Enoch. That Enoch walked with God. That is, an intercourse with God was continuous. Continuous. He had a continual walk with God. As an old preacher once said, he did not take a turn or two with God and then leave his company. But he walked with God hundreds of years, 365 years, and he walked with God. Let me read you what the great C.H. Spurgeon says in this week's quotation. He did not commune with God by fits and starts, but he abode in the conscious love of God. He did not now and then climb to the heights of elevated piety, and then descend into the marshy valley of lukewarmness. But he continued in the calm, happy, equitable enjoyment of fellowship with God from day to day. Night with its sleep did not suspend it. His life was progress. He had made progress. Further on he went, the more forward he went, he walked with God. God wants us to walk with him on the Lord's Day, which is a day, Sunday. But tomorrow morning, the Lord wants us still to walk with him, whether we're in a building site or at the sink washing the dishes. God wants us to walk with him. On Tuesday, the Lord wants us to walk with him. On Wednesday, the Lord wants us to walk with him. On Thursday, when it's your Bible study evening, the Lord wants us as Christians to come prepared, to come ready to hear a Bible study, to get into it, to get something out of it, to pray prayers of faith and to touch the throne of God and pray for those that can't pray for themselves. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to walk with him. That's the way Enoch walked with him. Hosea 6 and 3 says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as a morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain, and as the former rain on the earth. And you know, one rain starts the crop. The one rain starts the crop and it begins to grow. But then there's another rain that has to come to ripen it and to finish it. And the Bible's promised in the last days that God would pour on us the former and the latter rain in the first month. And God wants us to be ripened, that we can walk with him, that we can continually stay walking with the Lord. Too many of God's people are in and are out. They're up and they're down. But Enoch wasn't like that. Enoch was continual. Enoch was steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And the Lord wants a people that's steadfast, unmovable. God wants pillars in his church. And the pillar's not moved here and there. The pillar stays where it is. The pillar's what holds a building up. And God wants pillars. And may God help us to be pillars. You don't know, you could be a pillar that's holding up or helping someone and they're looking to you. You need to be walking with God. In Acts 1, verse 1 to 2, the former treaties I made, O Theophilus, that all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Ghost, given us commandments on the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 22, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Jesus Christ is coming again. The book of Acts is the start of the church. It's the inauguration of the church. But we believe in these last days, God has turned our hearts back to the original apostolic message. And we're to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And we're to walk with God. Will you walk with God tonight? When you say, Pastor Tom, I want to walk with God. You know, where will the Gentile church go at the rapture? She'll go into the palace of God. Into the palace of God. The Lord's coming for his people. Like he took Enoch. You think of that this evening. Think of it. Think that if you're not saved and your husband's saved, your wife's saved, vice versa. And you'll go and they'll be left. The Bible says two of them in the field, one taken, one left. Two will be grinding, one taken, one left. And I tell you, there's no preachers going to bring the rapture forward or going to put it back. God has a set time for it to take place. The Bible says no man knoweth the day that they are, only the Father, when he's coming again. But we need to make sure we're ready and walk with God. Let's stand our feet tonight. You've listened well. The Lord bless you this evening. And for those joining with us tonight, the Lord bless you. You're very welcome. Let's bow our heads. I'm going to pray again. If you want prayer tonight, just lift your hand up to the Lord. And I'll remind you in prayer as the song leader comes, praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the mercy and grace of God. Thank you that we can walk with God. And Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Lord, I'm sure any close friends he had, family members, wondered where he was, but he was gone because you took him. The Bible says, for the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. Dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Lord, we know you're coming again. Help us to be ready. Pray for all our loved ones tonight. You'll save them and bring them in. We pray for the hands raised in this house that you'll meet every need. Pray again for me, Auntie Eiling, a blesser and toucher. May all be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Your brother Gary comes. We'll be back on Thursday night, the Lord willing, 7:30, and the Lord is always willing. God bless you.
Check this hymn book and see if the hymn's in it. Down in the valley with my Savior I would go. Yes, 492 is the hymn book. G.
Down in the valley with my Savior.
in the overhead tonight. We've been a few technical issues with this brother Matthew tonight, but let's just bow our heads and we'll ask God's blessing as we go. And just again, we'll remember those in prayer that we've already mentioned. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank indeed, Lord, that you're a very present help in the time of trouble. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, indeed again, Lord, for the promises contained within your word. And Lord, even the instructions, Lord, and Lord, how precious it is to have the word of God in times of trials and times of joy even, Lord, and victory, Lord. Lord, your word's very precious to us. And Lord, we just remember Sister Eileen again, Lord, to touch her. Lord, for Jim Jess, Lord, recover his feeling in his body, Lord, down this left side. We pray, Lord, you'll reverse the effects of the stroke. Take away this chest infection, Lord, and take away the clots from off the lung. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Lord, for every other person in here, we pray, Lord, even if there's any underlying issues, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll touch the body now and make us every whit whole. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your word washes us. It's a cleanser and a cleaner. And we thank you, Lord, it sanctifies us. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that as we go from this place, that you'll part us with your blessing, which maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. Lord, grant us a safety throughout the week, traveling mercies as we would travel back and forth places of work. We plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, Lord, and over our families and over our loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Even, Lord, over those that's not able to pray for themselves, those that's out in sin. Lord, even, Lord, as Job offered an offering for his children in case by some way they might have sinned against you. Lord, well, we don't make an offering, but Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over them.
Yes,
for that
Jesus.
Once and for all offering was made at Calvary when you shed your precious blood and died. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, for saving us, redeeming us, and Lord, for the all the benefits that are in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, just pray that you'll bless the preacher, Lord, Brother Tommy, Lord, I pray you'll touch him. And Lord, restore virtue unto him, Lord, and help us, Lord, to remember throughout the week, especially, Lord, this, what we've heard this morning about this Shunammite woman. Lord God, that you had a desire, Lord, to get right to the source, right to the bottom of the things. And Lord, not to be distracted by people along the way, but to go straight to you in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it, that our faith and our desire would be to you, that we would bow down ourselves continually before you, for you are the Lord our God. And Lord, there is none else. You alone are God. And we thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, we just ask you now, Lord God, that you'll bless all our families, Lord. Save the unsaved, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless the children even in this service. We pray that you'll touch and bless them, fill them with the Holy Ghost, and save and keep them throughout all their life, we pray. We rebuke the work of Satan from off their lives. Lord, even this young girl again who had jumped off this bridge, we pray you'll save her precious soul in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we realize that the enemy, he'll try to make it very difficult. Lord, he'll surround her with circumstances and such it was a hard case, but Lord, deal with the enemy, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray you'll save her. Lord, bless the children as they play their instruments, Lord, increase their skill, Lord, that they'll be able to play fluently anything at all to help with the worship, to help with the praise, to bring glory and honour to the lovely name of Jesus Christ our King. And Lord, we'll just be now careful to give you all the glory, honour and praise in the lovely name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we'll sing a little song as we go. Here is Love Lost Off the Ocean, number 85, in the Redemption Hymn. Loving kindness of the flood, when the Prince of Life, my ransom, shed for me his precious blood.